Welcome back to Are You For Real With God? We're going to look into the book of Genesis. We're going to go to the beginning. Hopefully, it'll help some of us to understand a lot clearer why things are occurring in these days. I'm talking about 2022. When God created everything, He created the world, the people in it, everything that you think of, everything you know of, okay? Now, He created man. He created woman for man. He didn't give her that dominion, that authority to do but one thing. Adam, I want you to have dominion. I want you to shape this world. I want you to establish this world. Then He said to the woman, after the fall, of course, everything was fine. And the day that Eve took the opportunity to speak, she got into a conflict, a conference, a consultation with the serpent, trying to clarify to him what God had said. I have a strange feeling that he already knew what God had said, and he played a trick on her. Naively focused, she didn't understand. As we say today, you've been played. Yes, she was. From that day, God ejected them from the garden because of that sin. I don't believe, and some of us don't even understand how serious that was. Satan was trying to enter back into authority in the world. He wanted power to destroy or to hinder God's creation. Man was very privileged in God's eye. He had more going for him than Satan did, who was an angel. And he didn't like it. Therefore, he wanted to initiate some revenge. So he took vengeance out on the woman and got her to eat from the tree. We know the story. We certainly know the story. And many today think that a woman was empowered at that moment to create her own destiny. Very untrue. Let's think about that. He told Adam, I want you to have a dominion. And you are going to be a tiller of the soil. You're going to make this world into something. Then he turned to the woman, and her curse was different from Adam's. And he let her know that through the pains of birth, she's going to remember the day that the world was destroyed through the mindset and through the mouth of a woman. All that was good became difficult. Now, God had a divine plan. And that one instant, that one act created a change. Satan was allowed entrance into the realm of how this world was going to be shaped. And he has tempted, he had tried many people. He tried the Lord Jesus to have the world to destroy him. A man who knew no crime, knew no sin, who had done nothing wrong. But he inspired the world and the people to go against him and destroy him. Satan couldn't do it. So he wanted man to do it. And he had no crimes. He did nothing wrong. Just as today, some people do no wrong. And we have empowered or given the ability to some people to force negative outcomes on people whom they don't like. They will lie. They will scheme, and they will through trickery, through evil and sin, will cause harm to come upon those who are innocent. We have to take a real good look at this. That's why some of the things that are happening today spun out of control at a great magnitude. Just from that little incident that happened in the garden, we know what it is. We have so many different versions of it. We have so many stories about it, but no one ever mentions the truth. The Bible does. We are stuck on, well, she bit of an apple. But many of us know it wasn't an apple, but we still go with the story that was handed down. It was an apple. Okay? Here's another thing. When God came into the garden looking for them, they had eaten from the tree. They had gained wisdom. Not wisdom, but they had knowledge. And they were embarrassed to be naked in the presence of God. And when he found out, he fashioned something for them to clothe themselves with. Because isn't it more respectful to be clothed in the public or in front of someone? Funny that we don't think about that today. There's a certain group of people today that will strip off their clothes for any amount of money to have anything done for them. And that's a sin, but we don't look at it as a sin. But moving on, God gave us a purpose. He told Eve, in that day, I want you to love your husband. I want you to help him. That means to help him, assist him in all of his endeavors. Whatever he decides, that's what it will be. Now, you know Satan didn't like that. He had turned Eve's mind away from God. Now she wanted to sway man, Adam, away from God. There was no separating them. Adam had the authority. And if you use the mindset of people today, I believe she was a little jealous. She wanted something to do. And throughout the generations, throughout the centuries of the world, it kept growing. It kept changing. And the movement that many talk about today is how much progress women have made since the beginning. But how much have they done for the improvement of mankind? How much more could have been done if they would stayed united through that one act of separation? It created a void between man and woman, to whereas now in 2022, a woman will challenge man's authority. And you can hear it all the time. You're not a man. I'm more man than you. And that's their own words. But God said, I created man first. I put man in charge. And Eve was his helpmate. to whatever he had to do. She was his helper. She was not in charge. She is not to be in charge, if you think about it. God gave man his authority. And no matter how you try or how you insist upon being in control, you have to get God's final approval, and it may not go so easy. This is Are You For Real with God. Thank you for listening. Just bringing a story to you that don't know, who think that this is going to be a woman's world. Thank you for listening. Leave me some messages. Call, and we'll talk. I'll even interview you and listen to your opinion. Have a good day. God loves you.